Welcome to Healthy Family Connections, the podcast for families wanting out-of-the-box solutions to parenting and relationship challenges, with your host, psychotherapist and author of Ending the Parenting Control Battle, Neil D. Brown.
Are you worried about how your kids are doing socially in school? Are you worried they might be being bullied? Well, I'll address these questions and more today in episode number 39, titled, Are My Kids Being Bullied? It's sponsored by Neil D. Brown, LCSW, and that's me. I'm your host, Neil D. Brown, and I'm here to help you create that enjoyable family you work for every day. And for those looking for help with their parenting and relationship challenges, come on over to my website, neildbrown.com, and download my free Parent Burnout Recovery Guide. And please remember, this is an educational podcast. It is not a substitute for therapy when you need it. Well, today we're hearing from Christy of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And Christy writes, I'm the mother of two daughters, 8 and 10, and a 14-year-old son. I've always been shy, and I was picked on and made fun of a lot when I was in school, and now I worry about how my kids are being treated at school. My 8-year-old is pretty feisty and sticks up for herself pretty well, but I worry about my 14-year-old son and my 10-year-old daughter. Neither one has a lot of friends. My son says he has friends when he plays computer games with other kids, but not much outside of that. My 10-year-old daughter says nobody likes her. She has a couple of girls she plays with, but she doesn't go out of her way to connect with them. I wish my son and daughter would be more supportive of each other, too. My son says mean things to her at home, which I've told him about, but it keeps going on. Now, my husband usually works away from home, so I need to deal with this on my own. How do I know if either my daughter or my son are being bullied at school? How can I help them? Well, thanks for your question, Christy. There's a lot here, so let's get started. And your question is very timely, since October is Bullying Awareness Month. And we all have a role to play in ending bullying, so we'll all get something from this discussion. Before we deal with the issues in your family, let's just talk a bit about bullying. What is it? Well, the simplest way to describe bullying is it's using physical or social power to intentionally hurt or intimidate others. The hurt can be physical or social or emotional. Of course, if it's physical, it's going to be emotional too. And now, in our internet world, bullying takes place in social media as well as in person, maybe more so. Bullying takes place in many different social contexts. You know, there's the workplace, schools, neighborhoods, and we can see these days in politics and government, too. Historically, you know, bullying's actually been the rule, not the exception. Those with power using it against others with less power. And bullying is present in almost all social contexts unless there is a clear social and cultural mandate for the alternative. When I was working as a management consultant in industry, I witnessed bullying taking place at very high levels in companies as well as in small teams. As a therapist, I've heard stories from countless adults about how bullying situations in their childhoods affected their self-esteem and mental health throughout their lives. I've worked with and do work with perfectly competent adults, often not understanding why they're insecure or why they're depressed. And when we look for where the unworthy messages they're carrying around come from, often we find social bullying during key developmental years. Well, how are we going to fight this? Well, the only way really is to establish clear values And by building a culture that lives up to those values, we need values in a culture that holds respect and support for every individual. There needs to be limits and a lack of tolerance for bullying, and instead of embracing of support and an embracing of respect. We need to have ways to manage conflict that's respectful, and we need to create a social environment for everyone, people who are like us and people who are very different from us. We need to see physical strength and social strength as assets, and these assets need to be used generously and wisely. Those with the most power have the most influence, and they can be key to creating healthy social culture. Well, who are those who are most likely to get bullied? Well, those who feel worn down. You know, they're not strong socially or emotionally. Kids who are insecure for one reason or another. Those who stand out as different, or they might not know the cultural norms. Often someone who is shy or introverted, who's new to a group. Or they're racially, or maybe they're ethnically different. You know, some kids may have a disability that makes them stand out, like autism spectrum or hyperactivity, or some other difference where they don't read social context very well at all. So often shy kids become targets, often kids who are not strong in a heterosexual identity, gay kids or kids who are somewhere in between. Those who are most likely to bully, well, that would be someone who needs to gain social standing by having power over others. They themselves may have been bullied in their own homes by a parent or by an older sibling. Someone who was raised in a culture where people make fun of each other or hurt each other as a way to resolve differences. I'll just tell you, I was talking with a 14-year-old boy very recently who was dominated and abused by his father, both physically and emotionally. And he reported that he himself had been bullying other kids. He realized that was wrong and stopped, but he said that was what he resented most from his father's treatment of him, that it made him a bully. And I thought that was pretty insightful for a 14-year-old teenager. Let's see how this applies to your situation, Christy, because you're still suffering from the bullying you experienced. Now, you acknowledge that you were shy, but shy doesn't always lead to being picked on, but in certain environments it certainly can. But what else in your life left you disempowered? What was going on at home that perhaps wasn't helping you feel confident and good about yourself? Because right now the environment in your home isn't living up to your standard of emotional safety and support. You're worrying about bullying. Well, your son needs to get off the computer and engage in healthy social behavior. He needs to listen to you and treat his sister with kindness. I'm guessing that he doesn't feel good enough about himself to help his sister feel good about herself. And while your 8-year-old daughter is feisty, as you describe her, and able to stick up for herself, she's experiencing growing up in a home that isn't emotionally safe for all its members. And that's going to affect her in one way or another as well. So, Christy, before we decide that maybe your older two kids are being bullied at school, let's look at how we can support them and get them feeling stronger and more empowered in their lives. They both do sound vulnerable, but the number one situation that needs addressing is your son's treatment of his sister. He may not be intentionally hurting her, which is the definition of bullying, but he is hurting her, and it needs to stop. You need to empower yourself to set limits in your family. You'll need to sit your son down and let him know that you expect what you expect. And I'm going to recommend that you immediately just remove his computer privileges until you see some positive action on his part. You're going to need to discuss with him some positive ways he can engage with his sister, and some positive ways he can set limits with her when he needs to. How's he doing in his school effort and his responsibilities? Are those getting his best? You know what? I'm guessing not. So if he isn't, let's get that bar set to the right height and get him going. And when I say get him going, you can't make him do anything, but what you can do is make sure that privileges are earned and that he's clear about that. So if he wants to be on the computer and he wants to be on his electronics, he needs to manage your expectations. He needs to engage in what we call pro-social activity. Not all social game playing is bad, but it's not a substitute for live, positive social activity. You need to review the ways that he can be involved in his school. At 14, he's an 8th or 9th grader, and there are lots of clubs and organizations and sports and activities that he can join at school, and there are plenty out of school as well. He needs positive social involvement. You can ask him directly about how he's being treated by kids at school. He may be open with you, or he might be too embarrassed to open up. But you can, at least by opening up and asking the question, it takes it out of the dark and it puts it on the table. So even if he's not going to tell you the answer, at least we're talking about it. I'd recommend that you meet with him and his school counselor to see what is available and also discuss how they see him faring socially and academically at school. If he is treating his sister badly, he may be being treated poorly at school, or maybe he's being treated poorly by his dad, I don't know. Perhaps he just hasn't figured out how to connect and feels badly about himself for that reason. But let's identify and help him blaze a positive path forward. We need to find that positive path and make sure he understands what we expect and support him in getting on that path. Now, let's talk about your 10-year-old daughter. Perhaps her treatment by her brother at home is enough to dampen her self-esteem and ability to connect at school. I doubt it, but it could be. And maybe there are classroom dynamics that are hurtful. You need to find out. I encourage you to visit the teacher and ask about how she's doing socially. Is she giving herself a chance? Does she need some help from the teacher to find a positive identity in the classroom? Is she being ostracized or bullied? I have seen classrooms with 10-year-old girls who were very cliquish and hurtful. And then classroom with kids play positively with everyone. So we don't know. Once you have a sense of what's going on, then make a plan with the teacher and with her to help her become more socially successful in school. She needs to be comfortable with herself, and she needs to be comfortable with herself socially. Let's have some conversations at home about feelings and about supporting each other. Let's have time when everyone participates in activities together in positive ways, and that can include cleaning up after dinner, which doesn't have to be an onerous task. It can be fun with kidding around and everyone chipping in and being part of it. It can include choosing a movie and making popcorn and watching it together. There actually are movies that are okay for 8-year-olds and 14-year-olds, even though your 14-year-old will claim it's for babies, but he'll probably laugh when he gets to the funny parts. Positive, empowered kids who have their feelings and their needs supported are much less likely to be bullied or to bully. Christy, I think you're going to need some help moving all this forward. I've put a lot on your plate. I strongly recommend that you get an experienced family therapist who can help you keep this moving in the right direction. Maybe even help you heal from the bullying and abuse you suffered so that you can be the empowered mother you want to be and that you need to be. You know, with your husband working away from home a lot, whether it's sales or trucking or oil fields, I'm sure he'll be happy to know that everyone in his family is on a healthy path forward. When he's in town, he can join you in the counseling. So, listeners, let's honor Bullying Awareness Month by making sure we're clear about our values. Let's ask ourselves, what values do we demonstrate at home? Is our home emotionally safe with respect and support for everyone? If it is, our kids will feel empowered and be less likely to bully or be bullied. If we're concerned that our kids are being bullied or aren't doing well socially, form a partnership with the school, find out what's going on, and make a plan together. Empowered parents and empowered kids are the first line of defense against bullying. Well, this being Bullying Awareness Month, there will be more coming on this important topic. Well, thanks for tuning in today, everyone, and special thanks to you, Christy, for opening up this very timely talk. And please do feel free to come to my website at neildbrown.com and sign up for my weekly newsletter, where there is plenty of helpful stuff there right now and plenty more in the pipeline. I'd love to have a chance to answer your question, and you can submit it at neildbrown.com/submit. And please take care of yourselves. You need it. You deserve it. You're worth it. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Healthy Family Connections with Neil D. Brown. If you have a question you'd like answered, head over to neildbrown.com/submit and enter your question for Neil there. While you're there, be sure to sign up for his weekly offering. You may want to pick up a copy of Ending the Parenting Control Battle at your favorite bookstore or online retailer. Join us again for the Healthy Family Connections podcast.